Good evening. This is KD2FM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kevin James. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater at 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month, except for February and March. The next monthly meeting will be on September 20th, 2016 at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Nordmar and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please. Okay, moving along. Since I'm the only one currently on Echolink at this point, I'm going to open the floor. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
KC2WI. WA2U, I guess, referring to general check-in.
Okay, we picked up two, and my system's lagging a little bit, so accept my apologies if it seems like I'm a little bit longer getting back to you. Hopefully, my audio has cleared up from last night's episode, so I'm hoping there. All right, we got two stations. I'll start at the bottom of our list, WA2U John, and at the top of our list, KC2WI Pete. Pete, you've got the floor first. What's going on out your way today?
Well, it's getting cool. It's 57. Of course, it never was all that warm, but it was all right. And I was working on the porch and this and that. And pretty much here all day. I'm checked into the top band single side band net with KC2VMF, and kind of trying to keep an ear out because he's probably going to call me just about when I'm talking here. Usually they're over at 9 o'clock, but it's gone a little longer tonight. And it's kind of tough sometimes with the noise, but boy, the signals are really... Yeah, see, there I am. So, well, let me get back to that, and I'll listen to this one, too.
Okay, Pete, yeah, and I was going to tell you, here in Oneonta, we've got 58 degrees with some clouds overhead, and I guess we're heading down into the 40s tonight, so it's going to get a little chilly out there. All right, move down, and we'll see what's going on out at the Hinckley Reservoir. WA2U, John, the floor is yours.
WA2U, okay, well, good evening, Kevin James. I wasn't sure if we were going to drop out there. Good evening to Pete, the multitude of listeners out there, anyone else that might be checking in on Echolink for joining us. Yeah, that's what I was referencing the other day about the weather. Kevin, you share the weather down there. We're already at 49, 48 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir, so that's quite a change in temperature. It is chilly out there, but looking forward to tomorrow. We have some ham friends coming over, and we'll build a... Got the fire ring all squared away. We had some rain today, but I had a young fella come down and he mowed the grass. Mowed our grass. We like doing that. There's so much to do. It's nice to just pay someone to do it and to find a young fella who wants to earn 20 bucks or whatever. So there you go. It's all done. And we give them different things to do. Keep them busy. And let's see what else is going on. So we're getting ready for our gathering tomorrow. We went out yesterday. Let me reset. We went out yesterday. Kathy and I covered up the big pile of wood that we have. It's separate from the house wood, the wood that we use for the house here. It's all the tree stuff that we cut up and split, covered it up with a great big tarp so it's all nice and dry. Put all the chips and all the wood pieces in a couple big barrels and covered them up. And I went through the fire ring and made sure there was a nice gap all the way around where the bricks are so they get a lot of air. Got all the chairs. This guy that does the mowing, great, he enjoys doing it. We like give him a few bucks, a youngster, a few dollars. He only lives up the road away, so kind of like a little bit of his own personal money. And then we can go on ahead and do other stuff, so. And he moves all the chairs around and puts them all back and the grill and the whole nine yards. So we did that. And as I said, just getting ready for tomorrow's activities. The temperatures have been just amazingly how they've been just dropping. And Pete, talking about the top band. I'm envious. We have an antenna for that. I have a Carolina Wyndham full-blown antenna to... I don't know, it's 264 feet long, and I just got to put up either three 40-foot towers or something and put it up. There's lots of trees here, but... And we have the equipment and the radios. It's just a matter of matter of time. So that's a... I'm looking over here. I still got to put CDs away from Saturday/Sunday morning. There's a stack of them here that we've got to... Shell. We usually have CDs come in. We play them, put a playlist together, and then we put them on our bookcases and stuff. So, looking forward to the company tomorrow. Kathy's watching something on the tube, and sign of the times are the fans are off. Here's the fans. Usually have the fans on, but not this time of the not tonight. So, we'll turn it back over to you, Kevin James, and maybe. Maybe some other people will be joining us, but top band, that's a cool band, and we're getting into the time of the year when that's going to be really neat. You know, you got to have space to put up the antennas, but with some of the new tuners nowadays, and if you can get a good counterpoise, you can get away with a lot of things on top band. WATU, back to that.
Okay, John, yeah, boy, I'll tell you what, you are right. It is a little chillier out your way, 49 degrees, and I got 58 still, so we're going to be dropping down. You guys might actually see the upper 30s then if you're already in the 40s at this point, so it's going to be a little chilly to wake up to tomorrow. Now, as a matter of fact, speaking of watching TV, like Kathy was doing, catching a good show, I happened to catch something at 5 o'clock this afternoon on the Sci-Fi Channel. They were doing Ghost Hunters, and they had their special from back, I want to say it was Halloween of 2013, and they were at Hyde Hall at the north end of Otsego Lake here in Otsego County in the north end of Cooperstown, and they were going through and checking that out. It's kind of neat to see something local that you've been by probably hundreds of times, and then you see it on nationally known television show, and it's kind of neat how they put all that together, and we're kind of hunting down to see what the anomalies were that were kind of hiding in the shadows, if we'll call it that. So I'm going to go back up there at some point and with a little more appreciation of it and kind of stand back and look at it and see what my thoughts and feelings are, no pun intended. All right, with that, I'll throw another call out. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, hoping that my audio is holding together here, and we're looking for further check-ins. Come now, please. All right, this is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. We'll open the floor up at this time for any comments, queries, or lay check-ins. I'm just hanging out here with Brutus the Wonder Mutt. Had to help him jump up so he could sit and watch what we're doing. So any comments, queries, or late check-ins, come now.
KC2WI.
Okay, NET recognizes KC2WI. Pete, go ahead.
Well, it's saying 43 degrees. 43 degrees. I had it actually on Alex Bay to see if anything changes, you know. And it's changing for the worse on the weekend. Now they're really kind of saying showers on Sunday, and I don't know. So it's looking like I'm probably not going to be camping overnight. Here, okay, Lake Pleasant, 42, 37 tomorrow, Friday, I guess early morning, patchy frost. So yeah, we're getting there. It's changing quickly. But next week is like 70s, mid 70s. You know, low to mid 70s every day, and then the nights are not too bad, 54. So you know, I think we're still in kind of the warm. You know, we're in the unseasonably warm, generally speaking. But yeah, we're getting there. I don't think I'm going to be doing any significant swimming, but usually I get to about the end of September. I got to take that one or two last swims on some nice sunny day, and they're not really swims, they're just jump in the water for about, you know, 30 seconds and maybe wash off after a hike or something. 160 meters, I never did it, and I always, I can't get an antenna and all that, and I actually probably could have done it when I was in clay, because basically I had a pretty long backyard, although, I don't know, I'd have had a long wire in parallel with a dipole or something, but here I have the radio sits on the table here, right by the window. And I took the, you know, a double window here in the back. I took the screen out of one, and I ran a wire out, and I just put a little foam and all that kind of stuff. It's the only problem in the summer. It's one less window that you can open because there's no screen. But I got it sealed up pretty good, so it really isn't a problem in the winter. So right out of the back of my MFJ tuner, I hook on to the wire terminal, and I found that I have it so that it's low enough SWR on the high end, like 1945, where the top band signal 5 band is. I can just hook it up directly, and the SWR is pretty good, and the internal tuner on a 746 Pro will bring it right down flat. And then down towards the lower end of the band, I just scrounged up some coil stock, and it's about I got 20 or 30 turns here, but I only use about 7. I just have a alligator clip and just put some you know, inductance in there. Jim said tonight I was like 20 over, so that's pretty good. The counterpoise is just a wire. It's buried in the grass now. I had it laid out on the lawn, and after a while I said this is nuts. Every time I had to cut the grass, you know what, and all that. So I just put a little slit, just kind of tapped it down, and I think that it might be 75 feet. I'm not sure how long it is. Goes out to the back of the yard, and then I don't know if it drapes down a little bit in the back there. And the NZ wire is I can't remember exactly what I ended up with, 120. You know, it was a little short, obviously for the low end of the band, but I usually get halfway decent reports, and if the noise level isn't too high, it can receive pretty good. So you know, it works. Now, Lobi up there, well, I think when he's home, he's in, like, Brooklyn or something. I don't know where he is. And they've gone up at Kring Point, too. They just take a 160-meter hamstick, stick it on top of a pipe, which obviously is not long enough for a counterpoise, and it works better than you think, I guess. So it's an interesting band, and you know, worth trying even with a compromised antenna. If it's especially in the winter when it gets to be a little quieter, and, you know, you don't have the static and the lightning storms and all that. So kind of fun. I'd love to be able to go out and in the mobile and just string up an antenna, get away from the noise. And unfortunately, of course, it's, you know, this time of the year, going out at 8:30 for this net and so on is, you know, it's dark and it's getting cold, but I may still do that once or twice here. Let's see what I was going to say. Well, I had an interesting email the other day from some lady who has discovered my webpage that I really haven't done much with for years, but on the Black River Valley Amateur Radio Club website, there's a ham info page, and it lists, you know, a lot of the usual links to, you know, ham radio outlet. I think there's probably, you know, all those places. I got to make sure I got the, you know, the, got to take the AES one out. And all kinds of reference material, all about circuits.com, like my favorite techie website. It's real easy to read. And she said, well, we're, you know, my home school group, we're doing little electronics projects that I'm using. Yeah, thank you. I was looking at some of the links on that. They were really great. There's one that's like 200 transistor circuits. And it's like a real simple, you know, solder these two transistors, you know, hook these up this way, real simple things, and, you know, blink the lights or turn the LED on with your finger or, you know, that kind of stuff. And they, you know, you do pictures of it. It's very, very simple. And, you know, a lot of these things, it's just like they just clip or solder the wires on, or they use a solderless breadboard. A lot of them are just, you know, you just kind of twist the wires together, and they're very simple circuits. And I'm like, oh boy, I want to do this stuff. So, true ham radio. Anyway, John, I'll probably see you tomorrow. Run down there for a little bit and then back. KC2WI.
Oh yeah, Pete, I got to tell you, you just brought back some memories of my days in college. Doing some physics projects with some circuits, so that was pretty cool. I have to check that out at some point myself and see what that's about. That'd be kind of cool. All right, I'll throw another call out there for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. This is KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Come now, please.
WA to you with comment.
Okay, Net recognizes WA2U for a comment. Go ahead, John.
Okay, very good. Yeah, Pete, it'll be good to see you tomorrow and some other people. Let's see. Yeah, I haven't checked the temperature, but it seems to be dropping. Yeah, it's kind of neat, the different projects and things. I just want to remind everybody, let's see, Saturday is the big cream cheese fest up in Wellville, I believe. So that's going to be busy for that area. And, of course, this Saturday and Sunday at the State Fairgrounds in Syracuse is the Fall Gun Show from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. I imagine that will be packed. I'm not sure if I know the Truman's Ham Fest is either this weekend or it's coming up, I believe. But probably people can get on the internet, Google it, or search that out. And, okay, Pete, I hope you got all the, as they say, twisted pair off straightened out. That's another hole. But anyways, I'm going to go listen to some TV with Kathy. But, Kevin James, I'll turn it back over to you and say good evening to everyone. WA273.
Okay, John, yeah. We'll keep a note of that, see if those that are out there listening want to look that up, see when those fests are taking place. As a matter of fact, just tuck this in the back of your mind. I know fall is approaching quite quickly here. I'm looking at my calendar. Next Thursday, the 22nd, fall officially begins, according to what I've observed, at 10:21 a.m. So I believe that is the actual vernal, no, autumnal equinox. Vernal is spring. I'll get it backwards here. Watch, yeah. Yeah, so fall officially will begin on next Thursday, the 22nd, at 10:21 a.m. All right, I'll throw another call out there. This is KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Looking for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please. Okay, I'll make this the final call. This is KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Final call for comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet at 2124 local time and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight. We had KC2WIP, NWA2U, John, and I'd like to thank those that listened in on their scanners. And as I always say, the water's warm. Get your license and come in and join us. We'd love to have you on board. Until next time, I may not be in here tomorrow night because I have an obligation in Norwich, New York. And if I don't make it, I'll hopefully make it in time for Kathy's Net on Friday. And I believe Bob will be hosting tomorrow night's Net. So hopefully you guys will tune in. EchoLink system. And as always, thank you for use of EchoLink. It's always appreciated. Until then, like I said, 7...
United County Traffic Emergency Net, looking for stations. Would like to check in this evening.
Into WBX, Newark Traffic.
Net tonight. This is I-10, United County Traffic Emergency Net, looking for stations to check in.
This is November 2, Whiskey Bravo X-ray. Good evening, no traffic.
And 2 WBX, good evening, thanks for checking in. Are there any other stations out there to check in this evening with I-10? This is I-10, United County Traffic Emergency Net, looking for check-ins.
Charlie 2, Hotel Victor Sierra, just check it in. Kilo Charlie 2, Hotel Victor Sierra.
Okay, recognize KC2, HVS, good evening, thanks for checking in. Are there any others out there who would like to check in this evening with I-10? Final call for I-10 this evening. Are there any additional stations who would like to check in tonight? Okay, hearing none additional. Thanks to those who did check in. This is W2JUV clearing the repeater back to 145.17.